Steve Nash. A guy is shooting almost 50% from the three-point line. And the effect of Leandro Barbosa in taking some of that edge off so Steve can do the things he likes to do.
Yeah, well, you know, Steve, again, is playing at an unbelievable level, which he has in the last 2 years, which he won the MVP. So, you know, he's just doing it again. He prepares himself in the summertime. He prepares himself every day before the games, and he comes out and gives an unbelievable performance. Even when he's not on and tired, it's still a pretty good performance. So that's what separates him from everybody else. Leandro has definitely come on. He's playing well. A lot of confidence. Shoots the ball extremely well. He's probably the fastest guy in the league. But, you know, a big part of what we do, Boris Diaw has come on, and he's taking a lot of the playmaking role, you know, where he can get 6 or 7 assists a game. And that's that second guy that's really helped us a lot.
He's such a great athlete. Some people were saying he was a little, shall we say, pudgy after Europe, but he's back in shape, and he's such a great athlete. Tell me what he does. To me, he embodies the fact that everybody on your team can play at every position virtually. You know, you have such athleticism at every position.
Well, that's been our key, and Boris just played a high level. He, you know, again, I fostered the idea that he was out of shape and stuff coming back from Europe. But, you know, he played all summer and took the month off of September. So he was going to have a little bit of a slow start. And I think it's normal, and to be honest with you, we kind of wanted him to have a slow start because he's been playing basketball year-round for 4 or 5 years. And also he has the type of body that's a little fleshy, and it's just his body makeup, but he's a great athlete. And, yeah, he can run the pick and roll from the four spot. We go through him a lot. He just adds that versatility to a team that already has Sean Marion and Mark Stoudemire and different people that just make us really hard to guard.
Talking to the hottest, the coach of the hottest team in the NBA, Mike D'Antoni. Coach, last year, as you look back, you were able to take advantage of it in a way because your team has grown, especially when I look at Sean Marion, too, and the way he turned into such a dominant rebounder last year. What has that done to that combination, that unbeatable combination of Sean Marion and Amari Stoudemire?
Well, they just keep getting better. And if we could really get good defensively, which we can, there's no reason why not, except, you know, it's an effort and concentration thing, and that's the only last little piece that we need to do. But these guys are pretty good. You know, they're all-stars, and they're all NBA players. And when you have the MVP and the second and then two all-NBA guys on your team, you're going to be pretty good. You're going to beat a lot of people. It's just their... What makes them special is they come out and they take care of business when they don't lose against teams or, you know, they're not supposed to. They understand the importance of each game, and they give you a high effort every night.